What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hi everyone, I'm Saskia Roel and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience what happens when you say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Today we're going to have a great show because it's the kickoff of our show and we have an amazing guest, Sue London, and she will talk about how to overcome adversities in life and soar above it all. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia is live every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And we will bring some of the most gifted experts and coaches and speakers and authors to help you begin a journey to a life that's filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness. Make sure, you know, at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you how to get a 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dreams. This show is all about your soul and how to activate and bring your unique gifts and talents from your soul into the world. And that's why today our special guest Sue London is here. So what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever? And at some point in your life, you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and you say hello to your soul. Certainly our guest Sue London can talk all about that. Let's introduce Sue first. Sue London, she's a dear colleague of mine, and usually when I talk with her, my energy is buzzing and I am so inspired, and that's all about Sue. Sue, she is a radio host, she's a motivational speaker, a life coach, an author, and Sue's passion is really to help people overcome difficult and traumatic situations in their life and help them create the life they desire. In Sue's life, she's overcome more challenges than you can ever believe. She triumphed over illness. She battled Crohn's disease, abuse, near death, divorce. And at some point, she was only given 30 minutes to live. Sue was faced with this giant stop sign. And at that point, Sue turned her life around in a big way. So it's really no wonder that she's an expert, the expert in helping and inspiring people to overcome difficult and traumatic situations in their life. Sue helps people to move forward. What I love about Sue also that she does not have people postpone anymore so they can become really successful survivors. What is very special about Sue is that she not only helps people, but she is also a pet therapist. And she even has published her own book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. She has her own radio show, Get Inspired. You know, what else could the name be of that show? Sue is amazing. Here is Sue. Welcome, Sue.
Hello, my friend. By gosh, was that ever a nice introduction? You got me all teary-eyed as I was listening to you.
Well, I would say to anyone listening, you know, drop whatever you're doing because every minute that comes out of Sue's mouth is worth listening to. So,
really? Like, tell my husband that, will you?
I will. Absolutely, Sue. So, Sue, you know, as we say, this is all about soul, following your soul, opening the door to your soul. Where in your life have you been feeling that your soul was calling you and did you answer that calling?
Well, yeah. I guess all the challenges, like you mentioned, went through. I think, you know, when I was given 30 minutes to live when my intestine burst, I went through a near-death experience. And, you know, they say you go to that white light, you go to the tunnel. Well, I had that happen, and it was actually, I was at a point in my life where I was ready to go because I was married to somebody who was abusive. He wasn't there emotionally. Physically, he never came to see me in the hospital, or he was never home. Didn't know why, but I learned he had a girlfriend after, about a year after that. And I was at a point where I have a disease. What kind of a mom am I? So I wasn't in a good place. So when I went to that white light, I was ready to cross. And God and his angels sure had other plans for me, let me tell you. They sent me my grandfather, and my grandfather, my Grandpa Buck, was the hero of my life, the light of my life. He was somebody that could kick my butt, and I'd listen, and he could get through to me. I was kind of a strong-willed child. And so he stopped me, and he said, you know, Susie, you've got a million of people and animals you need to help. You need to go back. This is not your time. And when that happened, it really stuck with me that, okay, maybe there is more for me. And because my grandfather was the one that brought me this message, I really believed it. I knew it was for truth. And so I came out of the hospital and my life started to change. And I just hung on to those words. And every time something new came to me, I knew that I had to do, you know, whatever it was next. I had to step into it. Don't waste time. Don't analyze it. Just take that action and do it. So, yeah, I'm living my dreams. I've created a whole new life for myself now. And that disease is completely gone. So, yeah, I'm living my life, my destiny. And I love it and appreciate a minute of it.
Oh, I know. I mean, even your voice is so inspiring. I know that's really your pure talent to really help people to get inspired and not postpone, like you said.
Yeah.
But what is the advice you would give people? Because I'm sure a lot of people can relate, maybe not to the near-death experience, but for sure, like being in an abusive relationship or, you know, living a life where there's no support. What advice do you give to others in situations like that? If they don't have a grandpa to kick their butt.
Yeah, well, call me if you need your butt kicked, right, Saskia?
Actually, it's funny I say that because that's what you're all about.
But I do it in a loving way, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. No, I would say that. Sorry, what was your question? I got lost.
You know, I said like if people, you know, they don't have this grandpa to kick their butt. I mean, what advice would you give to people who are like in a similar situation, like they're in an abusive relationship or they're in a place of their life that they feel like, what do I live for here?
Yeah. Well, you know, the first step I would say is, you know, each one of us were born with a life purpose. And it might be, you know, a big purpose like you and I have to inspire millions and help millions. It might be that they just have to help a loved one through a difficult time. We're all born for a reason. And I hold on to that every minute of my life. I've looked at what I've gone through, and I can honestly tell you every situation I went through, you know, with the disease, I learned that life is really short. We have got to be grateful for what we do have in our life. And I took it for granted that I had my health. And when I lost it, I learned how important your health is. Because if you don't have your health, you have nothing. You know, when I went through the abuse, I thought, what lessons did I learn here? And I learned that I was a really strong person and that, you know, I could accomplish anything that I set my mind to. And a big thing that I had to learn was to love myself and know that I was worthy of having a life that I desired. So those are some of the key points that I would touch on for now. That, you know, everyone needs to know you deserve to have the very best. You are so worth it. And don't ever doubt yourself on that.
Yeah, I love that. And don't you believe, Sue, it's really a matter at some point in your life, you make that choice.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
It's the choice you make to, you know what? I'm going to step out of it. I'm going to basically say goodbye to that old behavior, my old small self,
yeah,
and open that door to my soul's calling or a better path. And, you know, I believe that when we do that, there is always and always that tremendous support from the universe or the higher power, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And I would love to talk with you about that more, because I think this is for certain what you, I mean, you live your life like that, and you
yes.
wrote even your book. So we're almost going to a break, Sue. And
yes.
When we come back, I would love to talk a little bit about your book, because you
sure.
have all these true, true stories in your book that are so inspiring.
Sure.
So you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our special guest, Sue London. And we're going to go now on a quick break. And when we come back, Sue will inspire you even more. So if you feel like you have that unique gift, but you don't know how to express it, or you don't know how to open that door to your soul, make sure you visit my website, www.yoursoulguidance.com, and check out the soul coaching or the soul tribe coaching. If you want to find out more about Sue, how she can help you, go to www.asksuelondon.com. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867. Or visit bambusa.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. So tell me, can you hear your soul, that faint knocking in the background of your life? And how much longer can you ignore it? If you like to open the door to your soul and begin to live your calling right now, contact me for soul coaching or join our soul tribe. We all have a soul's path, but you may not know how to get there. So don't stay stuck. Let me help you take that first step and get started right away. Go to www.yoursoulguidance.com and find out about my soul coaching and my soul tribe. My guest today is Sue London, who is talking with us about overcoming adversity in life and how to soar above it all. But before we continue, Sue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you. So, Sue, can you give us your contact information again?
Absolutely. Just go to my website, asksuelondon.com, and you can get all the information from there, how to contact me, my phone number, email, and all the products and services that I have, and when my show is, which happens to be a couple hours from now on the same station at 6 o'clock. So, yeah, check that out, asksuelondon.com.
Thank you, Sue, for sharing. Sue, I want to talk a little bit about your book because it's such an amazing book, Soar Above It All. That title is just fantastic, and especially because it's all really great life stories. People can so relate to this. Yeah. And one of the things I read in your book, you have this quote, and it says, "Your greatest gift lies beyond the door named fear." It's from the Sufi scriptures. What does that mean to you? And I mean, how have you dealt with your fear?
Okay, let me tell you, people, I was the biggest person full of fear that there was on this entire planet. What people don't, a lot of people don't know about me is that up until about 2001, actually it was to the date 9/11/2001, when we had that tragedy happen, that I let go of my fear. And I was never able to stand even with a couple people and talk. I was so shy. In school, I never had to give a speech because if I did, if I was asked to stand up and speak or anything, I would throw up on the teacher's desk. And so I was really not good when it came to being the center of attention. I used to teach nursery school years ago, and I couldn't even read story time to 2.5-year-olds. That's how bad it was. So I went to Toastmasters, and that's where I met my future husband. And he says now he can't. He got me started talking, and now he can't shut me up. So, but like that, once I let go of that fear of, you know, being the center of attention and, you know, not worrying about making mistakes or the fear of the unknown, that's the secret behind my life changing. Letting go of the fear was huge for me.
Wow. So, and I know that this is so what people can relate to, you know, fear of change, but fear of even speaking in the public. I think that's the number one fear we have.
Oh yeah.
But no matter what fear we have, it's really like the choice how we deal with it. If it let us stop us or if we move through it. And, you know, another quote in that book was the Babe Ruth quote. What was that? Don't let the fear of striking you out. What was that quote?
Oh gosh, you got me on the spot.
Yeah, no, I think it's don't let the fear of a strikeout stop you. I think that's the quote, and it speaks so to what you went through.
Yeah, and you know, I always say to people, you're always a winner just for trying. So, you know, you might kind of fail forward, if you know what I mean. You know, you might try something and you are great at it, but at least you tried. You were a winner because you tried. And you know what's interesting? When I released my fear over so many situations, I watched how my kids were starting to change and let go of their fear. I was being their example and they were following my lead. And now I watch my kids do things I never thought they would do because I'm being their example. So that's something for a lot of parents to hang on to, that, you know, be your kids' example. And if you can't do it for yourself, you know, which I want you to do first, but do it for your kids and watch what happens.
Well, that's so true, Sue. It's really like, you know, you got to be the change first, right?
Absolutely.
And your kids are in that environment to pick that up right away.
Yes.
So yeah. I know, Sue, you once told me you have that special technique. And I don't know what it is, but it's that special technique where you say people can move forward or heal, and I'm sure, you know, dissipate fear. Would you mind sharing that with the listeners?
How I let them help them to let go? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
When I'm coaching clients, I take them through a process. It's called the Sedona method. It's actually a method that Hale Dwoskin, he designed it, and he's one of the secret teachers. And I can tell you folks that I've been personally coached by Jack Canfield, and I have had this Sedona method done on me personally a lot. And because there was a time where I had a ton of worthy issues, and we worked on my worthy issues and letting go of the fear. And basically how it works is you are working with someone who does this technique, and they will ask you 5 questions. And those questions are, what's your top negative emotion? You know, would you let it go? Could you let it go? When? And what's your emotion? And just that simple process, I can help people release their negative issues within 5 minutes, 6 minutes. I was at, we had a home show here, and it's a big event, happens down in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And we were down there, and I was attracted to go to the animals, of course, you know, at the Humane Society booth. And there was a girl working at it, and she said to me, oh gosh, you know, I'm so petrified of animals, but I love snakes. And I'm thinking, oh Lord, girl, you know, you love snakes, but you can't go near a dog or a cat. So right away, I knew she was my work in progress. I was sent to that home show just to help her. And I stood there and I said, I can help you release this fear you have, and just in a, you know, few questions. And so I asked if she would be interested, and I took her through the process, and we went through it, and she was feeling better and that. And later that night, I had a phone call from her, and she said, I've got to tell you, this stuff you did really works. She said she went home, and she went to her neighbors and knocked on their door and asked if she could see their cat. And remember, before, you know, we had met, she was petrified of cats and that. And the guy said, yeah, come on in. And she held the cat. And she said now she has a love for other animals. And so I was just so grateful to be there to help her through that fear because, I mean, you and I are really big animal lovers. I hate hearing that people are scared of dogs and cats. So I was really, you know, grateful to help her with that. And it didn't take long at all to go through.
Wow. And even so long-lasting fears, because people usually have fears that stem from, you know, an experience you had when you're 3 years old, when you're bitten by a dog and you're 45 and you're still so scared of a dog. And, you know, it's a fear that haunts you from the moment that happened. Is that something, you know, it doesn't matter, like even if the fear is 10 years old or 40 years old?
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. I actually had an experience in my childhood when I was, I think I was about 3 years old, and I was bucked off of my aunt's horse. And all through my life, my grandfather, he said to me, Susie, you just got to get rid of this fear of horses. They're really special. And it really bothered me that I had this fear of horses because I just knew one day that, you know, I was going to connect with them in a different way. One of our goals is that my husband and I, we want to have a horse ranch, and we want to help kids who are physically and emotionally having challenges by letting them get out with horses and do pet therapy. So I had to get over this stuff because, you know, how can I have this ranch helping kids when I'm scared of horses? So I had this process done with me over that, and it really helped me. And now, you know, I go horseback riding, and we have a hoot. I really enjoy it. And to my surprise, I've really developed a really strong connection with horses. They're very spiritual animals. So, folks, if I can clear it, anybody can clear it, I always say. But saying that, so Saskia, like, I had to be ready, you know, like, people have to be ready to release it, you know?
Yeah. And so, I mean, when did that love of animals, because you're also a pet therapist and you basically perform miracles with these pets. I mean, when did that start? Is that something you were born with or gifted
with? I think so. Yeah, I think so. I'm an only child, and I had, I guess I was about 2 years old when I got my first pet, and it was a dog named Spot. I named this dog Spot because she had the little spot on her butt by her tail. And I can remember sharing all my fears with her, and I can remember, you know, sharing all my joys. And she was like the sister I never had, my little soulmate, you know? And that's where my connection really started. And I just found that, you know, she gave me such joy in my life that when I was 6 years old, I can remember putting together this little fair in our backyard, and people would come with their pennies, and they we'd have this little fair, and then the money would go to our local Humane Society. And it was really, you know, that's where it started. And now it's just led into that. Every time I see an animal, I do Reiki on them. I go talk to them. I can do animal communication. Last night I had quite an experience. I was on a radio show last night as a guest, and I'm also a medium, and I was feeling this cat that was on the other side at my feet. And I thought it was kind of strange because we have a house full, in fact, of four dogs right now in our house. And so I thought, you know, this cat never belonged to me, and I didn't know what this was all about. And so the host was asking me questions about, you know, how do you work with people and help them in that? And I was sharing how I can help people that have lost a pet to, you know, connect with them again.
So hold that thought, because I think it's such an inspiring topic, and we're almost going to our break.
Sure,
and,
I'll hold it.
Yeah, I'm Saskia, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And when we come back, our special guest, Sue, will share more about this super story about the pet and how pet healing can help us human beings as well. So if you're at crossroads now in your life and you wonder how to follow your heart's desire, you can visit www.yoursoulguidance.com. for soul coaching or soul tribe coaching. If you want to know more about our special guest, Sue London, visit www.asksuelondon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Get a chance to call in with your questions live with Mada. If you would like this internationally acclaimed master healer to answer your questions on a personal level, call 1-800-930-2819. Speak with the founder of her very own evolutionary lightspeed healing method and receive personal guidance pertaining to any physical or emotional health concern that you might have. Just call 1-800-930-2819. That's Mondays with Mada, only on Transformation Talk Radio.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Get inspired,
create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. So tell me, is your soul talking to you yet? When you ignore your soul might do just some crazy things to get your attention. And if you like to open the door to your soul and you begin to live that life you secretly dream about, contact me for soul coaching or soul guided sessions or join our soul tribe. I have personally guided hundreds of people through the desert to their heart's desire. Visit www.yoursoulguidance.com. And I have our special guest, Sue London, here. And we are talking about overcoming adversities in life. And we were, before the break, Sue, we were talking about this topic, about the special thing that happened with pet healing. And while you were on the show last night, can you share with us? Because I don't even want to start that story.
Yeah. Well, what happened was I was talking to the host and I was talking about how, you know, I help people to connect with their pet on the other side. And so I kept saying to the host, you know, I really feel that you've got a cat with you right now. And I said, you know, kind of feel around your feet. It's probably feeling kind of cool, temperature colder than around other parts of your body. And, you know, you probably would feel like a tingling or a numbness around your feet. Well, all of a sudden, the air went dead. And I thought, oh, Lord, we've hit on something on live radio, you know. And then she shared with me, she shared with the listeners that she had booked me for months earlier, and that I did not know what she'd gone through earlier in the day yesterday. She shared that her cat died yesterday. And so she was asking, she kept asking her cat and praying that she wanted to know her cat was okay on the other side. And so here I come on her show and I start, you know, helping her to connect with this cat. And now she's connecting with it, and the cat keeps giving me messages for her. So it's really healing for her and really exciting and rewarding for me. So you just never know what's going to come out of my mouth and when.
No, but I love your deep love for animals. I mean, I'm such a pet lover myself. So I will take this interview a little bit in the direction of that right now, because I know that pets can really heal us and help us with our health challenges. And I mean, you wrote in your book, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital, that Rocky, and I don't even know if Rocky's still alive, but he helped you cope with your health challenges. How did that happen?
Well, you know, I always tell people that animals will come into your life for a reason at the right time when you need them the most. We don't pick them, they pick us. And that's exactly what happened in my life with my little 14-pound Shih Tzu named Rocky. In 1988, my neighbor asked me if I would adopt this dog because it was going to be put down to sleep if it didn't have a home. Well, as soon as I heard this, I knew that I was taking this dog. And that dog helped me to get through my first pregnancy at 7 months. I started having some problems, and I was forced to bed rest for the last 3 months. So the dog stayed with me. And then here, when she's 9 months old, I'm diagnosed with Crohn's disease. The dog never left my side. And I'd be in the bathroom up to 3-4 hours at a time. And, you know, Rocky'd be in there and he would be licking my feet. He'd be entertaining my little baby girl, kind of like on Peter Pan, you know, the dog Nanny. That was Rocky.
Yeah.
And so then when I was pregnant with my second daughter, my weight went down to 80 pounds. And the doctor said to me, either I would live or the baby would live. I had to make a choice who would live. So I fired the doctor. I got a new doctor. And the new doctor said to my family, look, you know, we've got to help her, you know, just get the mindset changed and change everything about this. So let's get her dog down here. And so my family brought the dog down to the hospital. That just after that, the nurse came into my room and said, you know, I'm going to go get a wheelchair for you. And then we're going to get you down to that lounge area where the patio was outside. And you can see your dog. Now, at this point, my weight is at only 80 pounds. And I'm weak. I'm, you know, hooked up to IV. And I could hardly walk 4 feet to the washroom. But there was something that felt just changed in me when I knew that Rocky was out on that patio. And, you know, this energy filled my body. And right away, it's like, I'm not waiting for that wheelchair. I'm going to go down and see that dog now. And all I focused on was just seeing my dog. I'm going to get there to see my dog. I'm going to feel my dog and feel the hugs and the kisses and, you know, I be able to pat him and cuddle him again. And that's all I focused on. And I got from the bed to the doorway, dragging my IV pole behind me. I got out in the hall and I grabbed the railing and I, you know, had the pole behind me and I inched my way down the hall. And then when I saw Rocky at that doorway with his tail wagging, oh my gosh, my heart just soared. My pace quickened. I forgot all about where my state of health was. And I opened the door and he jumped up in my arms and he licked my face. And I cried tears like you would not imagine. And I just felt such relief having my dog with me. And it was 2 days after that I went home feeling better. And that was the turning point for my health there. And so Rocky got me through that, and then he got me through, you know, the challenges with, you know, learning a husband had a girlfriend for 14 years and, you know, making the decision to, you know, get rid of this guy. And then I went through divorce. And as I was starting to, you know, get over through all these challenges, I was, you know, becoming better, and I go to Toastmasters. Mr. Wright comes into my life, my mentor, my, you know, future husband, Ross, and I watched as Rocky's health started going downhill. And he actually passed away in my arms on December the 3rd, 2001. But I say he did not pass until he found his replacement, because he knew how he was going to be okay, you know, with Ross replacing him. So I always say Ross is my dog's replacement, and I mean that as a real honor. And, you know, so, you know, every one of us have a pet come to us, and it's always for a reason. And when you, you know, shift your mind to thinking what was the reason, it's you'll change to gratitude and you won't feel that grief as much. So
I can so relate. What a beautiful story. And, you know, as you're talking, I'm just visualizing all of this, and I have 5 kids and 8 pets.
You do.
And
yeah.
I do. And, you know, we all go through life through difficult times and difficult circumstances. And I know, uh-huh, in those moments, I mean, a pet is the biggest comfort. It's like this unconditional love what's there. And,
yeah,
and even in the biggest despair, these pets can give you such joy and such happiness. I mean, it's what a fantastic story, Sue.
Yeah.
And yeah, go on.
I was going to say, like, right now we have 3 dogs, and my daughter is moving into her first house next week. So I've had her dog for the last month and a half too, going through this process. And I did a radio, one of my radio guests was Dr. Bernie Siegel. And we were talking about animals in your life and how I feel they're very important for every child to have a pet. It's very healing for them. It's, you know, just you learn so many life lessons with a pet, responsibility. And so I'm talking on the show that, yeah, you know, I really encourage all my family to have pets. And I just finished the show, and my daughter comes to my office one this after the show, like minutes later, with this cage. And it was a guinea pig.
I saw the cage before you said it.
I know. And I thought, oh, not a guinea pig in our house now. And so what she did, she bought the guinea pig for our grandson for his birthday. Now our grandson has a cat, he has a dog, and now he has a guinea pig. So I ended up having to keep this guinea pig here for about 5 days. So I thought, I cannot say, no, it can't stay, because I'm the biggest promoter of animals in lives, right? So.
Oh, I love it. Well, we had 9 guinea pigs at one point.
I know.
Because we had a mom, and, you know, I'm from a big family, and we have a big family, and I wanted to breed her to have my kids, you know, the taste of what it is to have. I mean, they even helped to bring these baby guinea pigs to the world. But for me, to touch on that topic what you addressed a little earlier, Sue, about gratitude, for me, the guinea pigs were, they all died now, but they, you know, one by one they get older, and when I, whatever moment I felt like I'm bored, or, you know, I was complaining, or I was not in a good space, I would look at these guinea pigs, and, you know, the cages are small, and they would ignite such deep sense of gratitude in me. Like, you know, look at them, and they were always happy, and they're just such adorable animals. And I mean, for me, they were like the sign of gratitude. And you touched upon that, how important it is. You know, we're grateful and how that enriches our life.
So
I can still talk with you forever, and you know that. But when we aren't on the phone, even, you know, we never put the phone down. But, you know,
Saskia, seriously, you have to tell everyone I'm the shy one, right? When we talk.
You're the shy one. Yeah. Usually, you know, my head is just spinning when I put the phone down. But Sue, before we take a break, I want the listeners, you know, to make sure they can connect with you. What is the message you would like to leave the listeners with, and your contact information?
Sure. I just want to tell you all, you know, be grateful for the little things that you have in your life. Life is so precious and can be so short. You know, I can tell you, laying in a hospital bed being told you have 30 minutes to live, who do you want to say goodbye to? Think of that and be grateful for everything that happens in your life. Just know that life is a journey, and everything in our life is happening for a reason. Learn from your lessons, grow from your challenges, and you too can create the special life that you desire. And I can tell each one of you that everything that I went through, every trial and tribulation in my life, it made me who I am today. And if I can go through what I did and be where I am, each one of you can. I promise. So to learn more about me, you can go to my website, which is AskSueLondon.com. And you can tune in again later tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, here on Transformation Talk, and join me with my next guest. And let me inspire you some more.
Oh, Sue, you're such an inspiring guest, host, all these other things I can say about you. But thank you so much. I'm sure the listeners have enjoyed your inspiration, your energy, and your wisdom. And I have enjoyed it so much, too. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm so proud of you, girl. I can't say anything, you know, but great stuff about you too. And keep up the great work you're doing. It's really an honor to, you know, call you my friend.
Thank you, Sue. This is Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And again, thank you, Sue. We're going to go take a quick break. And when we return, we have our soul guided moment. And we'll talk about how you can answer your soul's calling and open that door to live your heart's desire. So stay tuned.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and now it's time to have our soul-guided moment. And I want to talk with you guys a little bit about why is it so important to be guided by your soul. You know, in this challenging time of change, we look for guidance, and usually we look for guidance outside ourselves, and we're led in a million directions, and we get lost. And you want to start learning to tune into that inner GPS, that guidance of your soul. And why would you want to do that? Because your soul will always lead you to your best destinations. In my life, I have followed the guidance of my soul every step of the way. And I tell you, it wasn't easy all the time. And I've given up my old self and reinvented my life multiple times. And the last big reinvention was when, and maybe you know the story, this kind of pilgrim story, how we left with our family of seven and our five kids. We left Holland and we flew in a plane on fire to America. And we landed here on the East Coast with five kids and one suitcase. We gave up our country, our jobs, our family, and our friends, and all of which we dearly loved because we trusted the guidance of my soul to come to America. We had no jobs, no contacts, hardly any money, and five kids who didn't speak a word of English. Well, we're still here, and after 10 years, we really went from surviving to thriving. And now I feel truly blessed to help others follow that path of your soul's calling. But you got to learn to listen and gather the courage to step through that door. You know, that's why I ask people, do you trust the voice of your soul? And what does that voice sound like? You know, if you're sitting here today and you're thinking, I've always wanted to write that book or birth a baby or find my soulmate or change my career or make a lot of money or travel all over the world or lose 50 pounds, but who am I kidding? You are not kidding anyone. This is really your soul calling you. What is it what you've been dreaming about? That one thing you need courage for. I just read the quote yesterday and I thought it was so beautiful and I want to read that to you. It's from Krishnamurti and he said, consciously or unconsciously, we avoid facing things as they are and we so want God to open a door for us to find life's purpose. But to find life's purpose, we must go through the door ourselves. And you know, we think that brave people have no fear. But the truth is that they are intimate with their fear and therefore they are unstoppable. Sooner or later, we all encounter fear when we move out of our comfort zone. But don't let your small self U-turn you or have you run away in fear. And that's why I want to tell you a little story about Laura. The first time she came to see me, she looked so sad. And she was this beautiful woman. And as soon as she started to tell her story, tears were rolling down her face. She told me she's a mother, she's divorced, and she's an artist, but she said it all dried up. Life challenges really got to her, and she felt like her creativity was completely gone. She told me, she said, I'm an artist, but I had no money to rent a studio, and I really want to create my work, but I absolutely can't anymore. She said, I have no place to make my art. I'm so stuck. It was like a mantra. And she said she couldn't do it. And I asked her if she was willing to take that baby step and create a small place in her kitchen or somewhere else in her house and just start a little project. She came to see me a week later. Her beautiful brown eyes were glowing. She wore something colorful and she said, I can't believe I did it, Saskia. In her basement, she emptied out a spot and she started to create. And really, her aliveness came back. And listen to this. 3 weeks later, she had finished this beautiful piece of glass art that she's now submitted to an exhibition in New York. And I could really see she opened that door to her soul. She let go of the fear of her small self. So, you know, courage has different faces. And after working with Laura, I could really see that, you know, courage can be as simple as setting up a little studio in your basement. For Laura, that was like leaping off the Mount Everest. So this story is for you. Where do you need courage in your life to move forward? Where in your life are you stuck? And what is that biggest excuse that stops you from going after your dream? For Laura, it was really that she had no space to create. And when she broke through that, I mean, amazing things happened. So what is your reason? What do you think is your excuse? Your mission is here. Take one baby step in the next 24 hours. I really want to inspire you to do that. That will unblock the path to your dream. And I love to hear that from you. So email me your baby step and I'm going to read that bravest step on the show next week. So move out of your comfort zone. Let go of your past self and allow that new to come in. Don't stay stuck in a situation where you don't feel the joy. I want to get back to you right now, one of my programs, so I can help you with that. It's a free training. It was sold in the last 5 years for like $150. It's free now. And to get instant access, go to www.yoursoulguidance.com and you get that 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dream. This is the heart of what I do. And every day I get emails from people who are opening the door to their soul and they're not holding back anymore. So go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. Do it now. Do it for yourself. Do it for your soul. And I want to thank my guest, Sue London, again for sharing great information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 Pacific time. Next week on September 22nd, I will have Kimberly Ann Kutz talking about how to discover your own divine worth. So have a great week and I will see you back next week. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific time, 3 Eastern time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.